This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're joining us online at GCNlive.com, we welcome you with open arms. In this hour of the program, one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel, is going to be with us, and this is a special hour because we're going to talk about the 2017 Best Buys announced by Tom and his crew, so we're going to get right to it. Again, anytime throughout the hour, if you got a question, 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome once again one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, the one and only Tom Appel. Tom, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
How long have you guys been doing the Best Buys?
Well, when I say we, I mean me and my predecessors, because the Best Buys first surfaced in 1967 and became a regular feature of the Consumer Guide annual lineup sometime in the 71 or 72.
That is cool. Well, let's begin running down the list here because we got a lot of different categories to talk about. We'll start with cars and we'll start with subcompact cars. Tell us about this year's winner and some of the other good players.
Yeah, the subcompact car, fairly new category for us. We replaced small car with compact and subcompact. And this year we picked a really nice little car, the Toyota Yaris IA. We knew this as the Scion IA last year, made the transfer to Toyota after the demise of the Scion brand. And we also picked the Kia Soul. Two fairly different vehicles, the Scion IA packed with features for the money. And the Kia Soul is just really a nice package. It's very big, it's very roomy for its footprint, and a lot of dollar value there too.
Yeah, I've driven both of those cars in recent times, and my first time in the second generation Soul, and boy, they continue to do a great job with that as far as standard equipment is concerned, nice interior. And the Yaris was such an improvement. I did not like the previous generation Yaris. This one was a totally different ballgame, so great choices there. Let's move up to the next category of Best Buy in the car realm, and that is compact car.
Yep, we have three choices here. They're very different vehicles. The Mazda 3, which is by far the sporty pick of the bunch. Great little car. The Toyota Prius, which is just a lighter dollar value if you feature or if you place a high value on fuel economy. This is the best generation of the vehicle yet, and then the hybrid system is completely transparent these days. And then finally, the Volkswagen Golf Sportwagon. And Sportwagon Alltrack. Especially the Sportwagon itself has replaced the old Sportwagon, which was known as a Jetta, not a Golf. This is a vehicle that offers an awful lot of content for the money. Amazingly, you can get into this for as little as $23,000, about the size of a Golf, but it is a wagon. Great front and rear seat space. It's fun to drive. The 1.8-liter TSI engine is great with fuel. We got about 30 miles per gallon in our test car. Really like that car.
And all three great choices, and I've been in the Prius, matter of fact, just a couple of weeks ago, and this fourth generation is by far the best one that they've done to date, stylistically, although it's got a little bit of a funky nose, the rest of it is extremely well done. Interior, I mean, really nice quality materials in the interior, definitely some weird the ergonomics in the Prius is a little strange. It always has been.
Yeah.
Why in God's name they need to have that funkified shifter just because it's had it all along? I don't know why. And why do they have to bury the heat seater switch so far on that front console till it's almost out of sight? I don't get that, but great pick. The Mazda 3, I love the Mazda brand across the line, and certainly the 3 is an excellent choice. And the being a fan of wagons, this Golf Sport Wagon and all-track, very, very good choice. Let's talk about premium compact cars, a growing area.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of people moving not down market but down size, and you're seeing the price of these small cars go up in that category. Redesigned this year, or last year really, the Audi A4, available as a sedan right now. What a fun car. The Volkswagen Audi 2.0T engine in rare form here, about 260 horsepower, all sorts of torque, feels like a V6 but delivers better fuel economy. Another pick is the Cadillac ATS. Really a fun car to drive, just a great balanced sporty car, and available at an interesting price point if you go with the base 2-liter turbo engine. Just a joy to drive.
Great choices. Let's talk about mid-size cars. This used to be a huge category. It still is a huge category, but it's becoming more and more segmentized. Tell us about Consumer Guide's 27 best buys in the realm of mid-size.
Yeah, this is a shrinking market, but it's still a huge market. And the only vehicle to pick up sales last year, to pick up a little market segment, was the Chevrolet Malibu, one of our best buy picks. That car was redesigned last year. Picked up much-needed rear seat space and a couple of new engines. A 1.5-liter turbo engine is more or less base. 2-liter turbo has been redesigned. Both are great engines for that car. We got good fuel economy in our testing. And the other car, again, Mazda. It's hard to find a bad Mazda in the entire Mazda lineup. And the Mazda 6 is perhaps the most overlooked car in any class. Just a joy to drive. Great room and comfort. And very nicely made. Nice interior, too.
Yeah, great choices there. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk about premium mid-sized cars. This is always a heated area of discussion. What were the best buys for 2017?
Yeah, Consumer Guide tends to skew towards the lower end of the price scale when we talk about vehicles in the premium class, any premium class. And we did that again here, but we have two picks that are diametrically opposed. One is the Acura TLX, which is a slightly smaller version of a mid-sized car. Really fun to drive, and that's the key. It's available in 4-cylinder and 6-cylinder form. We actually prefer the 4-cylinder, which is a little bit more fun to drive. And then a very different vehicle, the Lexus ES, which is a very sedate, refined, almost an isolation chamber style vehicle. If you don't like to drive but like luxury, Lexus ES is for you. It's very much a bargain luxury lounge on wheels.
Very well said, and that's my Tesla vehicle of the week, the ES350, and my wife made the comment as we were out as a family yesterday doing some errands and stuff, and my wife made the comment is, boy, this is a good riding car, and that it is. It's definitely very traditional, and I could see a lot of buyers who are certainly not enthusiasts, and also a lot of older buyers being attracted to this just simply because of that luxury factor.
Yeah, it's very quiet, very refined.
Let's talk about large cars.
Yep, in the mainstream large car class, we have the Buick LaCrosse and the Chevrolet Impala. LaCrosse was redesigned for 2017, and it is a better vehicle now, a little bit more content. It uses a new 8-speed automatic, which helps with fuel economy, but that is a big, comfortable car. The only real drawback there is rear seat headroom as you enter, because the door lines are very dramatically cut. The Chevy Impala, basically the same vehicle, hasn't been updated yet on the same architecture, but a really good value for the size of the vehicle.
Great choices, Tom. Let's talk about premium large cars.
Yes, we picked the new Genesis G90. For people who don't know, Genesis is now a brand at Hyundai, not just a car. And that brand now consists of the G80 and G90. Both are large cars. We are big fans of the new G90, which is an incredibly refined vehicle. And for about two-thirds of the price of a Mercedes S-Class, you can get about 90% of that luxury. And that's really what draws us to that car.
Excellent choice. We're going to have more of Consumer Guide's Best Buys for 2017 with the publisher of Consumer Guide, our friend Tom Appel. If you got a question, a comment, if you agree or disagree, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
One of our regular guys is with us. He is a contributor here on the broadcast, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. ConsumerGuide.com is the website. We're talking about the announcements that are made once a year, the 2017 Best Buys, and we're going to run down as many as we can. We're going to try and get them all on board. Cars, crossovers, SUVs, minivans, pickup trucks, electric vehicles, and much more. Let's see if we can continue the list here with our good friend Tom Appel, and we are now up to one of my favorite categories, and this is sporty cars, sporty performance cars. Tell us about the winners for 2017.
Yeah, and this should be everyone's favorite category. But we picked three choices, really four choices for 2017. First is the Ford Mustang. Really, the last redesign of this car just brought with it a level of refinement that one never expected in an affordable, sporty performance car. But you have a choice of engines. You have all sorts of fun. The Mustang is hard to beat for dollar value. We also picked the Mazda Miata and Fiat 124. Very similar rear drive, small roadsters, both a delight to drive. Most people know that the Fiat 124 is based on the Mazda, but it makes use of its own drivetrain. And both are absolutely a joy to drive. Unfortunately, I don't fit very well in those vehicles, but the other people in my office who do love them. And then finally, the Volkswagen GTI, the original hot hatch, is still a blast to drive and kind of a good deal.
Yeah, all great choices. Haven't had the opportunity yet to drive the Fiat 124. Can't wait for that opportunity. Certainly agree with all the choices. The Mustang, I've only driven the EcoBoost, and I understand, you know, surprisingly enough, I'm kind of shocked in a way, but they're doing a mid-cycle life update on the Mustang for 2018, and there will just be the EcoBoost engine and the 5-liter engine. We are going to see a Shelby GT500 variant, but this car has grown on me tremendously, Tom. When it first was introduced, I wasn't that thrilled with the design, but this is one of these cars that after you see it for a while, it really grows on you, and I think it's the sexiest Mustang they've done to date, and I like the updates that are coming for 2018. There's some really cool stuff around the corner.
It really is, and it's interesting, too, that the 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine is as strong as V8s were just a couple of seasons ago. It's absolutely a blast to drive, and that 2.3 with a manual transmission is a joy.
Let's move up to another one of my favorite categories. It's the premium sporty performance cars. And if I won the lottery, Tom, I'd get one for you and one for me, one of these vehicles. Let's talk about the Best Buy. This is certainly a vehicle that is so well-deserved. And another vehicle that I have not had the pleasure of spending a week in. One of these days, I hope I get a chance to.
By dollar value at Consumer Guide Automotive, and it is hard to deny the Chevy Corvette its place on this list. It simply does what cars that cost two and three times the money do for an amazing amount. For $60,000, you have a car that challenges much more expensive cars. It is fast. It is good looking. With this generation, the interior came up to date, and it looks great. It's just a lot of car for dollar value, and one of the great things about it, too, is that you can drive it really, really hard when you want to, and it is very docile in traffic. It is very much a Four Seasons car.
Yeah, it's beautiful in design, and, you know, playing a little bit of fantasy, I log on from time to time and build one for myself, and the vehicle has become bespoke in a lot of ways. It surprises me the customization that's now available for cars like the Corvette. I mean, this is the stuff that used to be only Bentley, Rolls-Royce, Aston Martin material, but lots of bespoke options on this, and of course the Ford GT. A journalist friend is getting one of these. I won't tell her name publicly, but I have seen the box and the customization, the bespoke of the Ford GT is also mind-boggling. But the Corvette, boy, you can get so many cool little ways to make it your own.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about it. It's sort of a mass market American car, but you're right. You can make it very much your personal vehicle.
Let's move over to the realm of crossovers and SUVs, and this is the category that everybody is into these days, especially on the smaller side. Let's talk about subcompact crossover SUVs. What was the Best Buy winners for 2017?
Yeah, we have three choices in this very crowded and very popular field. This is the fastest growing field right now in the auto market. We have the Honda HR-V. That's a great vehicle just for overall dollar value. If you're looking for a small crossover that seats four people in reasonable comfort, that's the way to go. There's the Jeep Renegade, another one of our picks. Great use of space. There's all sorts of interior space there and relatively affordable access to all-wheel drive. And then the Mazda CX-3. CX-3 doesn't do quite the same job with interior space. The rear seat's a little bit cramped, but it is, again, a joy to drive, excellent on fuel economy, and very nicely built. Again, it's hard to deny any Mazda its place on this list.
Very well done, and great choices across the board. Let's talk about compact crossover SUVs. Again, another vastly growing segment.
Yeah, this segment's growing by leaps and bounds. A lot of people moving out of bigger cars and bigger crossovers. We made one choice this year, and that's the Nissan Rogue. And we credit the Rogue for its... It was redesigned last year, or was it the year before? I think the year before.
It grew a little bit.
Yeah, the interior got much nicer. They managed to deal with the problems with the CVT automatic transmission, mostly having to do with noise. But this is a roomy compact crossover. It also has a third row seating, which is rare in the class.
Yeah, a vehicle that my wife likes when I've had the opportunity to have one for a week. She always says that this is one of her favorite vehicles, especially now since we have our daughter and a vehicle I recommended to a friend who drives for Uber. So he got one, and he's using it to Uber around the Miami area of Florida. Excellent choice. Let's talk about premium crossover and compact SUVs. There's some great players in this particular realm. Let's talk about the premium side of the fence in crossovers and in SUVs.
Yeah, premium compact crossover. We have the Acura RDX. That is absolutely the fun choice. Stuffed full of Acura 3.5-liter V6. Very sporty suspension tuning. This is just a fun choice in the class. Good use of space, too. On the other side of that, not so much fun, but very luxurious. Kind of a dark horse is the Lincoln MKC. And this is a vehicle, I think, that doesn't get discussed enough. But beautiful cabin. Unbelievably beautiful cabin. Very refined ride and very smooth drivetrain. Not a lot of fun to drive, but if that's not what you're looking for, this might be the car for you.
Yeah, excellent choices. You got to love that Acura and all the great technology built into all the Acuras, but that particular model is a wonderful choice, and I agree with the second vehicle as well, another vehicle that I've had the pleasure of driving, the MKC. It will surprise you. More of the 2017 Best Buys from Consumer Guide is straight ahead as Auto World continues after this really quick break. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive Cadillac there.
The publisher Consumer Guide is with us. We're talking all about the 2017 Best Buys, and we're in the crossover SUV category right now with Tom Appel. And Tom, we're up to the category of large SUVs. Some good players in this particular batch as well.
Yeah, we're talking about the midsize here. We've got a couple of vehicles that I think are always on everyone's Best Buy list, and they deserve to be so. The Honda Pilot and the Toyota Highlander, they're kind of bookends of the class. The Honda's a little bit more fun to drive. The Toyota's a little bit more refined with a nicer interior, but they're both great choices, great room for people. Both have available third row seats. And then we like the Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport. Hyundai kind of splits the midsize segment into two. A larger Santa Fe and slightly smaller Santa Fe Sport. Great choices. Very strong dollar value, especially at the low and mid price levels in that class.
Great choices. Let's talk about premium large SUVs, and you can spend a whole lot of money these days on an SUV.
Yeah, you really can. We like the premium midsize crossover, we like the Acura MDX. Again, like the RDX, which is a compact, the MDX is fun to drive. All sorts of high-tech stuff inside, but a very tech-feeling interior. But it shines for being really fun to drive. And we also like the Volvo XC90, which was new last year. This is a vehicle with all sorts of space, an absolutely beautiful cabin. And Volvo's Drive-E four-cylinder engines, which are really good fuel economy in a vehicle this big.
Very good choices. Love the Acura. Haven't had a chance to get behind the wheel of the Volvo yet. Hopefully one of these days. I made a mistake and skipped over premium midsize crossover SUV, so we'll back up a step here and tell folks about the two winners in that category.
Well, sure, that's what we just talked about, the MDX and the XC90.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
My fault. Let's talk about large SUVs, traditional large SUVs.
Yeah, this is an interesting category because it's dominated by very large vehicles, and we gravitate towards the Dodge Durango, which occupies a very interesting size space, somewhere between size and large. Really a great choice. Available with a V8 engine if you need to tow, but Chrysler's Pedestar 3.6 works well. But three-row seating, nice interior, but the surprise here is how refined they are. Very great ride and handling, and surprising fuel economy if you go with a V6.
Very true. Absolutely great buys. Let's tell everybody around North America a little bit about the methodology that you use to come up with this list every year. It can't be always easy. I know from my days at Motor Trend when we were giving awards out, there can be a lot of heated discussions. Tell us a little bit about what goes down behind the doors at Consumer Guide Automotive when you're coming up with this yearly Best Buy list.
Yeah, the voting team is 5 full-time editors over at Consumer Guide, and we take notes throughout the year. We drive about 150 vehicles each year. We try to get all of our editors through each one of them. And based on our voting, it takes a lot of time and a lot of pizza, usually a couple of days, to argue these things through. But, yeah, we place a very strong value on importance on dollar value. But fun to drive usually plays into it, as does content. And with safety equipment and access to that safety equipment matters too, which is one of the reasons why we like Honda and its Honda Sensing Suite, because for just $1,000 you can get all the stuff, and that stuff plays well for us. But yeah, it takes a lot of time, and it's an imperfect system sometimes because we have to argue our way through, but I think we come up with excellent choices every year.
You certainly do. Let's move up to the category of minivans, and just to run down some of the nominees here, we have the Dodge Grand Caravan, the Transit Connect from Ford, the Honda Odyssey, the Kia Sedona, the Nissan Quest, and the Toyota Sienna, and one additional vehicle, which is the vehicle that took home the award.
Yeah, we're big, big fans of the Chrysler Pacifica. This is Chrysler's all-new minivan for 2017. This is an impressive vehicle. It kind of breaks the minivan mold. First of all, it's good-looking, which may be the first time anyone's ever said that about a minivan. But it's fantastic use of space. I had the good opportunity to drive one from Chicago to Colorado and back this summer. And on top of getting very close to 30 miles per gallon, I was very impressed by the ride quality. But this is the final iteration, I think, or the best iteration of the minivan yet.
I have not been behind the wheel of that one, but just seeing the commercials with Jim Gaffigan and seeing some of the other commercials that are out there for the Pacifica, you know, the FCA folks have always done a great job with their Uconnect system, and I understand they really upped the ante with the Pacifica with rear seat entertainment. Not only you got the Blu-ray DVD, but it appears that you can play games, probably hook up different consoles. There's lots of stuff for kids and teenagers to do in the back seat. Tell us a little bit about that side of the Pacifica.
Yeah, there's a number of screens in back, and one of the greatest things that Chrysler's incorporated is the Are We There Yet feature. And if you make use of the navigation system, the riders in back can actually view a screen, and it'll actually show them a very simplified map of the area you're traveling and give you a time estimate as to your arrival. And it should, in fact, end the questions from the back seat regarding Are We There Yet?
Just like airliners, which have that feature, some airliners, you can track your path across North America. That is very clever. And I don't know. Did they make a mistake calling it the Pacifica since they had another vehicle called the Pacifica a little while back, which was at one time very popular and then kind of went out of vogue? How is the Pacifica doing sales-wise, Tom? Do you know?
Yeah, that's a couple of great questions. And and we've asked those questions ourselves at the office. And yeah, I don't know about changing the name to Pacifica. I don't know what kind of weight it carries or what it means to people. And Town and Country was seemed like a strong name and sort of implied a certain amount of luxury. Pacifica has not sold especially well yet. And one of the reasons for that might be that the Grand Caravan in its old form is still available in FCA showrooms and available for a lower cost. So I think people may be coming in looking at the Pacifica and then being talked into the Grand Caravan for strictly financial reasons. We'll see. The Grand Caravan is going to be phased out, I think, in 12 months or 24 months, and we'll see what happens to Pacifica sales. Pacifica sales did pick up towards the end of last year, so maybe buyers are starting to latch on to it.
Another trend that I notice living in Florida now, I live in the Orlando area, so it's very touristy, and of course a lot of people rent the minivans as they come off their plane, but the thing I noticed from some of the residents here, and this is not a heavy community of older folks. I mean, there's quite a few, but I know other parts of Florida are much more dominated by folks in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and hundreds. But I'm noticing that older folks seem to be getting into minivans, and that's something that we didn't used to see.
Yeah, it's interesting how a vehicle like this can draw different demographics than the one it's marketed towards. And I think that the minivan really works for older groups, older age categories, simply because you have the H point where people can just slide right into a vehicle. And I think that works very well for people over 70 or so.
Let's move into Electric Avenue, the old Eddie Grant song from the 80s. Boy, we spend so much time talking about electric vehicles, and as I like to point out, Tesla, of course, is doing some great things. I have never had the pleasure of driving a Tesla. Their media side of the fence could be better, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. But the thing that I always like to point out about Tesla is, you know, they get all the publicity and everything else, but, you know, last year they had a record year. They sold 50,000 units, and that's about the same as Porsche. So many people think, is Porsche being a tiny car company making, you know, very special sports cars for the elite? Well, guess what? That's about the same production you have for the Tesla. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Consumer Guide's Best Buys in electric vehicles. Two winners for 2017. It's straight ahead with Tom Appel as Auto World continues all across North America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns with the
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're having great fun with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. The 2017 Best Buys is the subject of this hour of the broadcast. And, Tom, we've managed to do it. In other years, we've had a hard time, but this year we've really rattled through it, and we're up to electric vehicles. And let's talk about the vehicles in the electric vehicle class. There are more than you expect. There's the very futuristic and funky-looking BMW i3. I haven't driven that vehicle yet, the Chevrolet Bolt, which recently won the North American Car of the Year. I question that a little bit since it's only sold right now in two states, supposedly rolling out. We have the Chevrolet Volt. We have the Fiat 500e, which is the electric version of the all-familiar 500. The Ford Focus electric vehicle. The Hyundai, how do you pronounce that? What is that, the electric vehicle from Hyundai?
Ionic,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting name. That's really kind of like blowing their own horn. It sounds like it's iconic. The Ionic, iconic. The Kia Soul EV, the Mercedes-Benz vehicle, which is the B250E, Mitsubishi's iMiEV, which is primarily a California vehicle, a Nissan Leaf, and the Smart 4-2 electric drive. And then we have the Teslas, the Model S and the Model X, along with the Volkswagen e-Golf. So a growing list. It surprised me. During the break there, I was saying I should really run down and let people know about all the players out there. After all was said and done, which were the two vehicles that you guys selected as being the best buys in electric vehicles?
We have two picks from the list, and we're very happy with those choices. The first is the Chevrolet Volt. The Volt has the charm of going 50 miles on a full electric charge and then continuing to run on gasoline should the driver need to do so. So range anxiety is eliminated. The Volt is also a 50-state vehicle, like the Leaf and the BMW i3 and a couple of other choices. It's available across the nation right now. Our other pick was the Kia Soul EV. Consumer Guide has a long-term one in our fleet right now. This is a vehicle that makes fantastic use of space. We like the regular gasoline-powered version as a best buy already. But the Soul EV is just a wonderful electric vehicle. We're getting about an average of 80 miles per charge, but well over 100 in better weather. But it is reasonably affordable, makes great use of space, and is very low compromise for being an electric vehicle. The downside is the Soul, like most of the cars on that list, are only available in the green states, which is the West Coast, the East Coast, and a couple of other markets. So not easily available for people outside of those areas.
Very true. I have not driven the Kia Soul EV. Enjoyed my experience in the Chevrolet Volt, the 2017 variant. This second generation is so much better than the first. I did not like the first for a number of reasons, but I probably most importantly, stylistically, interior, comfort, creature-wise, this is a vehicle you can live with. And I personally like that capability, especially if you're thinking, you know, if a lot of people buy electric vehicles, but they've got other vehicles in their family. But, you know, God forbid if you've got one vehicle and it's an electric vehicle and it's the middle of the night and you have the choice of taking yourself to the hospital or calling an ambulance and you can't use your vehicle, a vehicle like the Volt, like you say, with its range extender, can be driven coast to coast. I mean, if you need to get in your vehicle in Massachusetts and drive to California, you can do so. And I think that's something not to be overlooked.
Yeah, that's absolutely the situation. And the key here, too, is charge time. Right now, it takes a very long time to charge a lithium-ion battery. And until that's fixed, I think the Volt is an excellent stopgap vehicle until the technology catches up with our needs.
Absolutely. I was saying the other day to my wife, the two things to invest in is if we don't have the money ourselves, but if you had money to invest, I'm not a financial person or talk show host or analyst, or I don't have a degree. My degrees are in broadcasting and in journalism, so I'm hardly the person to say what to invest in. But if I were going to invest, I would invest in batteries, because battery technology is growing by leaps and bounds, and with the ever-increasing demand of batteries, I think those are great companies to invest in. And the other one is marijuana, because this seems to be becoming more and more popular to be legalized, and even recreational use of marijuana. I'm not a marijuana user, never have been, but have had many friends who have made it a daily part of their lives. But batteries, when it comes to electric vehicles, that's a no-brainer, because there's just great demand for new technology and lots of great companies that are working on new technology that's not that far off.
No, I agree with you completely, and I think that in terms of battery technology, we are one significant breakthrough away from completely mainstreaming the electric vehicle. I think the problem right now is charge time. We have the Bolt with a B, now capable of going almost 240 miles on a charge, and I think that suits many people just fine. But if you use that up, you can't go anywhere for a number of hours afterwards, so you're still stranded. And that's really key. When you can charge a Bolt in 5 minutes instead of several hours, I think you've mainstreamed the vehicle.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's talk about the big winner. We should have a drum roll, do something, so I'll do something lame. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, is going to tell us about the 2017 Family Vehicle Best Buy, and the winner is...
That is the Pacifica.
And that was one lame act of drumming.
I was waiting for more drum roll. Yeah. 2017, we replaced our editor's choice with the family vehicle, which we think serves customers a little bit better. That one was a clear-cut choice. We always pick from among those Best Buys we've already selected, and this year it's the Pacifica. Can't think of a better vehicle for a family of four, five, or six people.
And like you said, you had that great opportunity to drive it from your home just outside of Chicago through a number of states and had that great vacation in it. And that's where you really get to find out if you like a vehicle. You know, the car companies spend an awful lot of money on the launches, and some of them are exquisitely done. You know, you get to stay in really swankified hotels, and when I was on that track, got to stay at places I never in my life would have ever had the chance to stay in. Places like the Four Seasons in New York City, and the Beverly Hills Hotel, and you name it, in all the Las Vegas hotels, the Bellagio and Mandalay Bay, and you name it, the Venetian, all on car company dimes. The fact of the matter is those are kind of whirlwind events, and they become even more so. They like to get you in and out very quickly, and you put a lot of miles on the vehicle in a day or two. But to me, the car company dime is better invested in the press fleets, because when you get a vehicle for a week and you get to live with it as you do your errands and just do your dumb stuff, you really can get a feel for a vehicle. And if you get a long-term vehicle or an opportunity to drive it on a long trip like you did with this Pacifica, that's a real, real test.
Yeah, it really is. And then our guy Rick Cotta, who does most of our traveling for us, always makes note of the fact when he's at a press event, that which tend to be in California very often, that the road quality is really ideal out there.
Oh, yeah.
The roads in California are nothing like they are in, say, around Chicago or in Michigan or around Detroit. And he makes note of that because it's hard to get a sense of how a vehicle will handle, or at least the ride quality, when you're on perfect roads where they don't have frost heaves and potholes.
So true, and a lot of them are held in California for various reasons, but it isn't always necessarily a great place to evaluate. Like you say, if you live in a four-weather climate state, if you live in older areas of the country where the roads and bridges and everything else are showing their age, so Rick is absolutely right in his assessment of the test drive. You must get lots of feedback on the Best Buys every year. Do you get a lot of emails, a lot of people asking questions? What's been the reaction so far to the 2017 list?
I think the biggest question I get is why the Honda Accord has made the list. And the Accord's actually an excellent choice in the midsize field. And I think that people should use our Best Buy list as a place to start shopping. But if they like another car, you absolutely should look at that and test drive it against these vehicles, because no one car is perfect for everybody.
What a great way to end the hour. Tom Appel, our good friend, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Everybody on the other side.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.